Expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Kick back, listen and chill to what I be speaking, 'cause what I gotta say to you right now is very intriguing. I'm talking about the ways of the Ojibwe people that seem to be leaving. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the seven teachings. So what are the seven teachings? Number one, respect. Respect is something that we seem to neglect. And if you take a look at the world, it's starting to have a big effect. So maybe we should all take a look in the mirror and put ourselves in check. 'Cause the world could be a lot better place if we showed each other some more respect. Number two, truth. Truth is something that I should be spitting in the booth. Truth is something that could be easy to take or harder than your tooth. Truth is something that people claim they have all the way through the roof, but it's also something they forget about when they get caught in a coup. Truth is something that we gotta learn to express. It's gotta come through our hearts and our chests, not so much through our brains when we stress. Number three, wisdom. Wisdom is something you obtain when you sit down and listen. And to obtain it, some of my people went to college and some of my people went to prison. But to have wisdom is to know that you have a gift and a reason, and you maximize on it and utilize it all four seasons. Just know that you have a gift. Number four, honesty. Honestly, to be honest, it ain't like reading a book or learning Ebonics. It's kind of like learning how to be true, to hold, and to keep your promise. To be honest is to speak from your heart and to leave your head. And you pick apart the dark and don't speak when your vision is red. Number five, humility. Humility is to be humble. And to be humble is to keep it together when everything seeming to crumble. Like you in the pitch black dark in the middle of a jungle. But when adversity comes your way, you're ready to rumble. And if you get knocked down, you get up again after you tumble. 'Cause there's been times in my life where people tried to belittle me. It was in those moments I had to express my humility. Number six, courage. To be courageous is to do the right thing when you have every opportunity to do what's wrong. So I gotta take the opportunity to say good things inside of my songs. I gotta talk about what's really real and what's really going on. But to be courageous is to do the right thing, and you pick apart the darkness to see the happiness the light brings. If you do what's right, you find your own light. And number seven, love. Love. It ain't always a white wedding and flying doves, but it's something we can express to each other because we have those feelings for the ones that are above. Love is something that I'm wishing to see. Love is something that the Creator gave to us unconditionally. Love is something as simple as saying, Gizage in, which means I love you, in Ojibwe Mo'in. Aho, the seven teachings.
Son on. There's a young girl cutting the flesh, suicidal, nothing but death, up in the breath, molested by your loved one. The pain is real, but won't tell anybody, cause the shame she feels. And somewhere there's a man cheating on his wife, playing with fire, been a liar all his life. And he laughs at his whole past is stained with sin, and doesn't know his wife's doing the same thing to him. And it's real.
It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can.
Somewhere there's a person who lost a mother, lost a son, lost a friend, lost a brother. Way back they had a fight, never spoke hardly.
Hey, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. To all my natives out there, happy Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to be celebrating by playing entire catalog, or our entire set today will be Indigenous hip-hop artists. We started out with Superman. Actually, we started out with Thomas X, sharing the seven Ojibwe teachings. L Boog is in the studio with me tonight. How you doing, L Boogie?
Hey, whoop, I'm here.
All right.
I'm excited. It was a wonderful day to start today at sunrise.
Yeah, started out with that sunrise ceremony over at Bidet Makaska. Great turnout. A lot of different activities going on all over this state and in other states. There's a powwow at the American Indian Center earlier today, and other activities throughout the day.
Governor made it. Peggy Flanagan made it.
Minneapolis City Council.
A lot of folks were there. Thank you. Shout out to all of you for that as well. Appreciate that. And, you know, it's just good to see the representation still there and supporting, the leaders in our community, alongside the leaders in our city, alongside the leaders in our state. So
Definitely. As some folks told me earlier today, listen, every day is Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, it is.
But we're going to celebrate it in a different way today. I'm going to start out by reading a proclamation from 2024. On Indigenous Peoples Day, we honor Indigenous people's strength, courage, and resilience. We celebrate the vast contributions of Indigenous communities to the world, and we recommit to respecting tribal sovereignty and self-determination and working to usher in a new era of our nation-to-nation relationships. The history of America's Indigenous people is marked by perseverance, survival, and a deep commitment to and pride in heritage, right to self-governance and ways of life. Since time immemorial, Indigenous peoples have built and sustained powerful tribal nations, cultivated rich cultures, and established vibrant communities. And their discoveries and knowledge still benefit us today. But because of our nation's failed policies of the past, generations of Native people have faced cruelty, violence, and intimidation. They were forced to leave their homelands, prohibited from speaking their own languages and practicing their sacred traditions, and forced into assimilation. Indigenous lives were lost, livelihoods were ripped away, and communities were fundamentally altered. Despite the trauma and turmoil, Indigenous peoples have persisted and survived. Their stories are testaments to the bravery and resolve of generations to preserve their heritage, cultures, and identities for those to come after them. Today, Indigenous peoples lead in every way, share their histories, and strengthen their communities. They are also stewarding lands and waters, growing our shared prosperity, and celebrating the good of our nation while pushing us to tell the full truth of our history. Indigenous peoples have long served in the United States military, fighting for democracy, and Indigenous communities continue to be an integral part of the fabric of the United States, contributing so much to our shared prosperity. I remain committed to writing a new and better chapter in our history to make this new era of self-determination a reality. We must honor the solemn promise of the United States made to fulfill our trust and treaty obligations to tribal nations and work together to rebuild tribal economies and institutions. From day one, I have worked to include indigenous voices at the table in all we do. I have appointed Native Americans to lead across the federal government, including the Secretary of the Interior, former Secretary of the Interior, Deb Haaland, America's first Native American cabinet secretary, and so many others serving in key roles in my administration. I was proud to reestablish the White House Council on Native American Affairs to help coordinate policy. Together, we have taken historic steps to improve the consultation process between federal agencies and tribal nations. I also believe that tribal nations know best what is right for their communities, and they do better when they make their own decisions. That is why I signed an executive order to respect the nation-to-nation relationship by ensuring federal agencies respect the autonomy of tribes, cutting red tape so tribal leaders can deliver for their communities. At the same time, we are strengthening the Buy Indian Act so federal agencies get more goods and services from Native American-owned businesses. These initiatives will help grow tribal economies while respecting tribal sovereignty and tribal nations' right to build a future of on their own terms. That was from 2004, former President Joe Biden, his proclamation on Indigenous Peoples Day. I haven't seen one from
the new guy,
the other dude. So I thought I would read this one.
That's a good one, though.
Good reminder. Good reminder of kind of where things should be and what it means to be presidential.
Today is not Indigenous Peoples Day, according to the new administration's new proclamation. They did kind of make a pseudo one. It's Columbus Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they moved backwards in time again.
Oh, okay. So
I responded to that.
Did you?
I did a post.
How did you respond?
I did a post about it. Okay. And then in my post, I did a comment. And my comment was his 1993. Well, I shared a post from the Native News Online about this proclamation. And then in my comments, I replied with, I'm going to drop this. And it was 1993 clip of the current man in charge that was testifying.
Are you talking about the comb over in chief?
Yes.
Okay,
that's good.
All right. Yeah.
And testifying and saying just because the ones in Connecticut, the natives in Connecticut, they don't look Indian, so they must not be.
Mm.
And whole going after them because why? He wanted a casino.
Yes, yes.
So he's trying to even dismiss not only their existence, but he was challenging that even if they are natives here or not. Mm. I mean, it was like a bunch of BS, but, you know.
There's a history there.
You got to erase the originals to the OGs. Otherwise, this land isn't his land.
Yes, yes, yes. So a lot of complicated feelings on a day like Indigenous Peoples Day, again, for Native people celebrating, getting together in ceremony, getting together and participating in cultural activities, just getting together and hanging out and being Indigenous is very empowering. But it is unfortunate in the backdrop that everyone is not on board. That folks are trying, a part of Make America Great Again means returning to, you know, elevating someone like Christopher Columbus, who did terrible things to Indigenous peoples and should never have had a day of his own to begin with. So anyway, that's in the backdrop.
That individual never even came here.
That's
what my post was about. Is like that person never stepped foot here.
True,
he roamed around the Caribbean, and he was actually in Hispaniola in Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico. They didn't say Puerto Rico, but maybe that was part of the land at the time. Yeah,
yeah. Yep.
So, but that's as close as he got to America. I looked it up.
No, I'm
or
with you. I'm with you. No, I'm transitioning just a little.
I'm good with that.
You know, as we're Indigenous every day, so we thought we'd do some special things today for the listening audience, focusing our playlist on Indigenous artists and just random factoids. one thing I came across, Anishinaabe, educator, language keeper, prolific, can we call him prolific, author, as several books out there, Anton Troyer, wrote a book called Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. I thought I would take a couple quotes from Antoine's book here before we get back into some more.
Anton,
thank you. Before we get back into some more indigenous-based hip-hop music,
a okay.
couple quotes. Yet this country was founded in part by genocidal policies directed at Native Americans and the enslavement of black people. Another quote or factoid from the book. 20% of fluent speakers of tribal languages in Minnesota died during the COVID pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Something we heard that. Know. We heard that. I mean, we would hear it in, you know, through our community.
Yeah.
You know, so many folks that I know and you know mm-hmm. as well. Very,
definitely relatives.
It was very, very, very sad, not only during because it was a pandemic time, but our elders and mm-hmm. our language carriers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's another one. We cannot change the I think this is Anton Troyer. So I'm going to segue here. We cannot change the political system. We cannot change the economic system. We cannot change the social system until the people control the land. And then we take it out of the hands of that sick minority that chooses to pervert the meaning and intention of humanity. That was actually John Trudell. So
I was thinking that's quotes. Really a political statement that for him very, right now.
That was not Anton. That was John Trudell. Rest in peace to John Trudell.
Very important figure in our history.
Yes. There was one other thing I want to get into before we take a music break. We've heard a lot recently about manifest destiny, a term that had kind of slipped into, you know, into kind of out of the public purview, not used or even thought about because of it, what that really means. And the statement that I made here.
One caveat, though. Come Over in Chief did say that they were going to create their own manifest destiny. Mm. I saw that in a speech on TV. I believe it was during a debate.
Mm. So folks who did not know what manifest destiny is, right, here's what manifest destiny was a 19th century belief that the United States was destined to expand across the North American continent, a belief held by its supporters as both justified and inevitable. It was used to justify westward expansion, territorial acquisitions, and conflicts with Native Americans and other countries, though it also intensified sectional tensions over slavery. The other thing about manifest destiny was this fact. Many Americans believed that they had a divinely ordained right to expand. With that belief, it was God's will for the U.S. to spread its democratic and Protestant ideas across the continent. The doctrine was used to justify acquiring territory through means such as the Louisiana Purchase, the annexation of Texas, the Oregon Treaty, and the Mexican-American War, which resulted in the U.S. gaining vast new lands, and most of that was Indian territory.
And the Comover in Chief was using that in connection with Iceland and Canada and other countries making that same proclamation, I guess, a pseudo-proclamation before attempting it. But I think they were vetting it out, and it didn't go over very well in Iceland, but and Greenland.
Interesting.
But Greenland is what I meant, not Iceland, Greenland. Mm-hmm. And interesting enough, if you remember the population that I shared with you, it's like 90-some percent of the island are Native.
Hmm.
So it really just, when I heard that term, I got nervous and was, because there's nothing accidental about some of the verbiage that is being shared in their messaging. And so I'm like, what could that possibly mean? And Greenland is very Inuit and a native population, high, mm-hmm. high population. So using that terminology made a lot of sense when linking it to wanting to take Greenland. So there's some context in contemporary terms right now compared to from the quote you just said.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, you're listening to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Bismillah. Showing living by the G code. What the f*** leak though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning, and the thunder. The sun, moon, the stars, and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm out there corny riot garments, top five. Dying on and on them, super fly, slick a top bro. Eagle diving on them. You, why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief, heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y, I seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation hallucin. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward, the face in the suture. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Support for KFAI comes from the Sierra Culture Center, presenting The Wild Woods, Thursday, October 23rd. The Wild Woods, hailing from Lincoln, Nebraska, are touring with their latest release, Dear Minnewark. From their close harmony vocals to their traditional Americana instrumentals, the Wild Woods dance on the line between genuine folk and indie pop. Opening the show is St. Paul's own Emmy Woods. More information about the Wild Woods is available at thecedar.org.
Out is for the tribe now. I left the old me in a review. No stain in pockets, I aim in rockets. We're buying land back with a good view. I hear them talking, I see them watching. They want me to fail, I'm too in tune. But when I ride out, it's for the tribe now. I left the old me in a review.
For robbing other broke folks and burglarizing corner stores to then becoming grown folks. Raising kids who want more, I've come a long way. Now people get my songs played. Share my story with the youth so they don't do the wrong thing. Share my story with the men so they can feel the hope. Share my story with the women so they see the growth. On behalf of Native men, can I apologize? It ain't the warrior way to play, I equate all them lies. I've been guilty as charged and I can't change the past. But I can put a foot forward to be a better man. Generational trauma, a major dent in the armor. It took our fathers away, all that remains is a mama. So when they succumb to drugs and shack up with the thugs who put their hands on them, it's cause they didn't know love. Youngins don't know better, so they resent mom's abandonment. Absent dads get no blame cause they weren't in the establishment. The sun I ride out is for the tribe now. I left the old me in the review. No stain in pockets, I aim in rockets. We're buying land back with a good view. I hear them talking, I see them watching. They want me to feel I'm too in tune. But when I ride out, it's for the tribe now. I left the old me in a review. If you wanna change the world, go home and love your family. That's gangster, that's frontline, and not too shabbily. Importance of relatives can never be understated. Whether chosen through related experience, I'm love weighted. Love is love, but blood ain't love, cause blood ain't always thicker than water. It snubs if you're slapping gums. Even fans become fam, giving daps and hugs. Trading cash for cuts and giving raps a buzz. Recognize reciprocation when it slaps and thumps. When the words convey a message from the man's above. Transmitted through the thunder first when lightning claps debug. Right to the beat of raindrops when tapping glass so tough. Give my thanks to OG gangsters and our ancestors. They paved the way so we could pray surviving massacres. Love our families and graduate with bachelor's degrees. So we hope he's no longer passengers.
We go.
When I ride out, it's for the tribe now. I left the old me in a review. No stain in pockets.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, celebrating this Indigenous Peoples Day. What's up, El Book?
None. I was just sadly reading. I was trying to keep it like, you know.
Keep it light?
Keep it light. Keep and then light. This article comes up. The Supreme Court declines the Apache Stronghold Oak Flat Mine appeal a second time. I was like, oh, I was trying to keep it light over here. I was trying to keep in the happy lane on Indigenous Peoples Day because we have so much to be happy about.
Yeah, well, you know, to keep it positive, why don't we talk about how many states honor Indigenous Peoples Day? Montana?
All of them?
Well, not all of them, but although we did read a proclamation from former President Joe Biden that was acknowledging Indigenous Peoples Day as a national holiday, or at least acknowledging Indigenous Peoples Day. Other states that honor Indigenous Peoples Day include Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. They all celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with a paid holiday, along with the other day, Columbus Day. Alabama does this as well, but it's called the holiday American. They call the holiday American Indian Heritage Day. So a little bit of a different name that they're using. Maine, New Mexico, South Dakota, Vermont celebrate the paid holiday on their own. I'm not quite sure what that means, but Maine, New Mexico, and Vermont all replaced. They actually replaced the Columbus Day holiday with Indigenous Peoples Day in 2019. South Dakota renamed the holiday to Native American Day in 1990, which is according to the ACLU of South Dakota. Alaska, California, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Wisconsin honor Indigenous Peoples Day with an unpaid holiday on the second Monday of October. I'm getting paid today. I do work for a tribe. Multiple states celebrate Native American culture with paid or unpaid holidays at other times during the year. So there you go. There you go. That's a positive. That is, I don't know how many states, what that number is. Carry the 9 minus plus. Anyway. There are states
that
embrace.
Yeah.
Yes. Indigenous Peoples Day. There are cities that have canceled other celebrations because of the juxtaposed reality with Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, considering as folks began to understand Columbus had committed atrocities in places that he arrived where indigenous peoples were in the Caribbean. And so some folks have done the right thing and in place replaced that day and those statues and other ways of celebrating, you know, a genocidal maniac by elevating Indigenous Peoples Day. So that's what we're doing today. We're elevating Indigenous Peoples Day through music and through conversation. happy birthday. We're going to send happy birthday shout outs to Carissa Howes, your sister, yes, who had a birthday.
My little language carrier in the family.
Yes, yes.
And director at Bidote Learning Center.
Yes, yes. Very proud.
Doing her part.
Very proud of Carissa and the work that she does. Hope she enjoys her birthday shout out, Carissa.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I do you know how to say happy birthday in Ojibwe Mo'en?
Gawain.
Oh.
But, I mean, I've said it, I've typed it, I've looked it up before. I kind of forget it, right? I forgot it right now, so.
Okay, I might not say
you
it.
Am I clobber it? Let's hear your attempt.
Okay, I'm going to say it rural Minnesotan first, okay? Mino dibishka an.
Nemo, let me see.
Mino dibishka an.
Mino.
My headphones are falling off as I was trying to say it.
Mino.
Dibishka an.
Dibishkan.
See, as
Mino,
I said,
Mino
she says I say my words like a Cree.
Because it's got a double A there. Ka, right. Khan, Mino Dibishkan. I think so. We'll have to look that
Listen
up.
Listen to us in real time.
For the long, yes. We say Chi Migwich. Thank you very much to all the language keepers out there. We are very thankful that there are young people and others who have really taken language serious as it was pointed out by Anton Troyer that we need to do so because, again, 20% of fluent speakers of tribal languages in Minnesota died during the COVID epidemic. So we have to take it seriously.
I did read he also promoted on LinkedIn that there's a Ojibwe language teacher training program at Bemidji State, which is now my daughter's alma mater.
Yeah. And didn't you say Red Lake was doing some things? Red Lake College,
Red Lake,
Tribal College, downtown Minneapolis?
Hiring.
Okay.
With an emphasis on, that I was looking at, for the emphasis of having Ojibwe culture and language knowledge, at least. And then there's some language stuff there, too.
Yeah. I will say Bungi et to go on a Shanabem, which means I speak very little Ojibwe.
Oh, you didn't sound like it just there. Hey.
Trying to be impressive.
I think now, although, you know, like I said, my sister, she was kind of making fun of my accent when I introduced myself and attempt to be as cool as her sometimes.
Mm.
But, you know, with our reduction of who can teach us, I do follow a guy on Facebook, and he does some fun thematic language teaching videos that his Marshall Asini from Turtle Mountain.
Okay.
And Marshall, MARSHALL, and then ASINI. And he does some really fun, quick, short, like I sent my sister, it's the five phrases in Ojibwe, and it's a theme. And I sent it to her. I was like, I really like his videos because they're quick, they're easy. He says it clearly and slow enough that you can, someone who's an audible learner can hear it and repeat it. And then you can also watch the video and read the words in Ojibwe or Anishinaabe Mo'en or English and hear it at the same time. So like our version of maybe, what is that app? That Duolingo.
Yes.
It's like, so I just watch Marshall's videos like my Duolingo every day, and that's what I've been doing.
Hmm.
And my sister said that he makes really good charts for learning, too. She uses for her Ojibwe classes at her school.
I'm going to give some shout-outs to Native hip-hop artists. We just heard a track called Ride Out by Tall Paul. Tall Paul is a hip-hop artist here from the Twin Cities, Anishinaabe and Oneida. I think he's is he a Leech Lake guy? I'm trying to remember. Very, very talented hip-hop artist, been on the scene for a minute. I think there is an indigenous hip-hop concert that's going on right now. You want to look that up for me, Elbow?
I'm on his Facebook page.
Yeah, I think there's something going on right now amongst all the various celebrations that are happening today on Indigenous Peoples Day. I do believe there is an indigenous hip-hop event that's happening from 5 to 8 p.m. today. We may want to go check that out after the show. But shout out to Tall Paul. Shout out to go ahead.
9th, 10th, and 11th. It was a hip hop fest.
Oh.
Not your 9th, 10th, and 11th is what was posted. But Dreesus, Luanco, McMillery.
Oh, that must have been in Canada. I think there's something in Minneapolis.
Something else. Well, I want to give him a shout out too, because Tall Paul, he's been posting a lot of really good positive.
Mm-hmm.
That he's gone through some growth. You know, with his positivity and his posts about his eating well and his life and really being a role model to what it's like to make those steps to live in full wellness.
Yes.
And I want to give him a shout out for that, because I've been enjoying those posts. And they've been positive. But yeah, so I haven't seen anything yet about the event. But
yeah, there's an event today. But yeah, we'll give our shout out to Tall Paul. Also, Superman, we had a chance to meet Superman from the Crow Agency. Did a show back, was that in the summer, early summer? At the Indigenous Tattoo Festival over in St. Paul at the Intercon. Dope artist, one of my favorite Indigenous rappers, Superman, who's a DJ, as well as a fancy dancer and a rapper. Also, shout out to my man Chase Manhattan. We got him featured. And, of course, Thomas X, who started us out with the Seven Teachings track. And then also we heard a track that Mos Def had an opportunity to spit some rhymes on, that was from A Tribe Called Red, formerly A Tribe Called Red, now The Hallucination. And that was also real interesting. But let's take another music break. Again, you're listening to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy on this Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
In the reality of many realities, how we see what we see affects the quality of our reality. We are children of earth and sky. DNA, descendant, now ancestor. Human being, physical spirit. Bone, flesh, blood as spirit. Metal, mineral, water as spirit. We are in time and space, but we're from beyond time and space. The past is part of the present. The future is part of the present. Life and being are interwoven. We are the DNA of earth, moon, planets, stars. We are related to the universal, creator created creation. Spirit and intelligence with clarity, being and human as power. We are a part of the generations of evolution. We are a part of the memories. These memories carry knowledge. These memories carry our identity. Beneath race, gender, class, age, beneath citizen, business, state, religion, we are human being. And these memories are trying to remind us, human beings, it is time to rise up. Remember who we are.
Yeah. That was your first song, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like it so far? It looks like the judges want one more. So we're going to go on over to Crow Agency, Back Housings, Montana, just over yonder by the Amai Showa. Superman, give us a deadly, wicked, greasy one, brother. Hey, ah-ha-ha, hey, ah-ha-ha, hey.
They say, don't quit your day job. But I wrote this with the sun shining. Yeah. Ayo, I'm hotter than the sun's core. Been fancy dancing, so you know they wantin' one more. So I'll give it to them and spit a verse. Shout out to my sisters, beaded earrings and ribbon skirts. Till I'm in the hearse, we only got one chance. Gotta get this off of my chest, call it Sundance. Yeah, I don't rap for nothing. I'm from a place where the kids say, that's my cousin. Yeah. Hey yo, what they say about you? I don't care, Billy Eels, I'm only here to count cool. I bounce through, yo, it's quite simple. These bars go over your head like limbo. They tell me, bro, yo, your raps could make it. But forget that native stuff, man, not that sacred.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
Attention everybody, this land was stolen. That's why I jump on this mic like the scolding. I'm golden, and your flow is trashy. To the man who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy. So come and get your love like Redbone. I'm lit.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota. Presenting Caitlin Canty, Monday, November 10th. Caitlin Canty takes the Dakota stage with her latest release, Night Owl Envies the Morning Dove. It's Americana harnessed by both grit and spark, sung with a voice that's both haunting and distinct. Caitlin's music carves a line through folk, blues, and country. More information about Caitlin Canty at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
On land, my ancestors' corpses lied. Warrior is in my blood. So I was born with pride. The reservation is a place where only the poor survive. Tortured by inhuman treatment. Sacred ground covered by cement. No academics to strive for achievements. No place like home, then why would we leave it? The government won't help us when the blood quantum depletes us. I don't believe in Jesus, but I do in genocide. Can't break the spirit in me. That will never die. Blake man telling lies, treaties we should never sign. The stress and pressure's too much for many. They attempt to end their lives. But I accept the fight and struggle through the hardships. Polluted dog waters, land tossed away like garbage. What was done to our people was so cold and heartless. Have to make progress, hood rest to the progress. The blood that I'm bleeding and the love for my people. I can't bear seeing the fear of my heritage leaving. It's the land that I stand on, the air that I'm breathing. You can't stop me from Native American dreaming. Obama gave us hope, and that's real. Still I'm asking when he's gonna give us back the Black Hills. Treaties is bad deals, turned into landfills. It's only a battle when the European man kills. Hard to handle, American scandal. Massacre to move from our home so they can plan. Go watch movies with cowboys, hung Indians with lassos. To show them that we made it, wear our eagle feather tassels. Children are our last hope, the future's looking grim. Take the kids, rape the women, and shoot the men. Made to pray in steeples, enslave my people. This country's demise, in my eyes, it's just a prequel. I can't
can't bury my heart and wounded knee. I'd use that plus my lungs to speak to my community's unity. Mixed bloods, well, we don't have a choice. I'ma fight for my rights, meet me at battle point. It's the blood that I'm bleeding and the love for my people. I can't bear seeing the fear of my heritage leaving. It's the land that I stand on, the air that I'm breathing. You can't stop me from Native American dreaming. Expect my race to assimilate, don't respect Mother Earth.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Shout out to my man Chase Manhattan. That one's still banging. Back in the day, he got more albums, bro. I can't wear, can't play too much. You got a lot of expletives, so I can't play them on the radio. But keep doing your thing, Hustle Tribe. You want to catch Chase? He might have been at the Palo Alto Indian Center today, out there. On a grind, on a regular. These hip-hop artists have regular jobs, serve. I think Thomas X, he might be on council, you know. So hip-hop being interpreted through that native lens, and we see how folks get down and continue to share their gifts. We are featuring some of those artists today.
I
was that?
Remember The Onion?
Was a the publication The Onion.
Yeah, yes. I used to love reading The Onion. I'd get that in my
Tall
city
Tales
pages
from The Onion. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just came up in a feed, and it said that their headline: Nations Indigenous People confirm they don't need special holiday; just large swaths of land returned immediately.
Yes. Give us our land back.
You know, and I like I mean, their humor.
Give
get
us
afraid of that.
Give us our land back, or you know, stop breaking the treaties.
You know, and
you know, stop. You know, encroaching on treaty land. Stop. You know, sending pipelines and other kinds of energy related steals or encroachment near native territories or native treaty areas, right? So, yeah, I mean clearly there's some reasons why there is this conflict that still exists. And you know, the land acknowledgments, those are cool. I think native people appreciate those, but put your money where your mouth is, put your activism and your apologies, you know, put that in resources and don't make those same mistakes moving forward.
I had wrote in LinkedIn of a bit about that because I was sharing every day is Indigenous Peoples Day. And I wrote just that, but also honoring and acknowledging the original people of Turtle Island, now called America, does not mean you're dismissing your own ancestral roots from where you are.
Mm.
Since we've built this America together, and as Indigenous people, we welcomed new migrants here, no matter the intention or reason for coming here. And we shared land, we provided warmth and food, we traded goods, we forged new ventures, we exchanged stories, and we taught survival. How do you live in our area and our land? Until promises were broken, lies were told, treaties were violated, wars were waged for land, attacks for land, murders for land, relocations for land. Power became the priority, money became the greed, and ownership became the hunger to feed. But despite that, we've thrived. We're celebrating our beautiful culture, our people, and our land today and every day. So I invited people to celebrate with us, and I gave a list, starting with donations to my sister's learning center, their wish list of items for kids to learn the culture. Give forward. You know, give these kids an opportunity. The kids of Minneapolis, who predominantly are from Little Earth, who face a lot of challenges already at my sister's school, have a wish list. And so I posted that, the Bidote Learning Center's wish list, but also books that are recommended reads and attending event, you know, and an exhibit. And I did other things, but, you know, there's so much more we can do to celebrate together. So don't be afraid or feel shame when we say land back. You know, join us. be a part of it, you know, a part of a solution that thinks people first, that thinks land first, that has philosophies that we started the show in, our seven values of the Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. And is that it's not our focus, although people will say it's economic. I was just reading another article, and our own folks were like, oh, don't use data. They're going to try to use us for more money. We need data to grow. We need data to build. We need data to build companies that give back to our own people and reservations. We need economic engines to be able to compete and to survive in today's world. Mm-hmm. So when we say land back, ask about it. Be curious about it. What does that mean? What does that mean for me if you're not Indigenous? What does that mean moving forward? And I remember, you know, and I'm being transparent here, I remember the first time somebody was shouting at a protest behind me, land for all of us, we share it, land back. And she was not Native or Indigenous. And I looked and I was like, what does that mean? What do you mean? What? You want this land to share with us? But it's not, you were not originally here. And I had this whole complicated thing going on in my head. Like, what does that mean? But it can mean anything. It can mean lots of things. It can mean beautiful things. It can mean solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear the term, don't feel like you're not, that you're being excluded when we say, or anybody says, land back. It's just, we want our treaties honored and we want promises made to be kept and we want to be respected. And I think that's what's important. But that's just me.
Good words from my Digi Queen.
Don't make me snot laugh. See, I get, so there it is. I get all awkward when you say something nice, like, oh, stop. I don't know how to handle compliments.
Again, we are Indigenous every day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day every day. We're glad you could join us today and celebrate.
Yes. And I'm glad we're here to celebrate together.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I will say, Tall Paul's got an album coming, dropping in November.
So yes.
Check out his site, too.
Let me give a shout-out to some other artists, 2 for 1.
Yes.
I want to give a shout-out to 2 for 1. Keep grinding.
Very talented artists.
Austin Owen, DJ out of Prairie Island, also dope, has been featured on, I think, tracks with Tall Paul as well as with Thomas X. Shout out to my man, 50 Grand, Mashoma's second son, a.k.a. Derek DeLille. Got an album that is dropping soon, or at least some songs, videos, some other things happening. Indigenous Hip Hop in the Twin Cities, and live and thriving. Young man Day Day out of Mille Lacs, shout out to you as well. Other Indigenous artists, Indigenous hip hop artists in the Twin Cities. Any names come to mind?
I'm thinking of my girl Trish Cook, the comedian.
Trish Cook, comedian, yes.
A
lot of talent in Indian country on display. We were not able to find that Indigenous hip hop event that's happening. Right now. I think it's going on right now. So if you all hear about it, hit us up on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, Beast Rhymes of Democracy. Hit us up there. What else is going on?
I wish I had a corner every time you said, that Toastmasters person in me is going, oh, baby. Mm. Oh, baby. You know, that's where it's from. It's my Toastmasters background. Mm. And I used to have to drop a quarter when I worked for the Life Skills Center.
Okay.
For leadership, shout out to, there's some powerful schnobs right there, James and Dave Anderson family, Kathy at the helm, the wife of Dave Anderson from Famous Dave's. We call him Famous Dave, but when I worked with them, it was a quarter. Every time I said a filler word, I had to put it in a bucket. I bought the whole office a bunch of pizzas a few times.
Mm.
And so, you know, I love you, you know, but when you do that, sometimes I'm like, babe.
Mm.
But it sounds sexy, too.
Okay.
Did I just say that on air?
Uh-huh.
I did.
Happy. Oh, wow. This is a video from the event we were at earlier today. I was trying to find the Indigenous Peoples Day proclamation that was crafted by the state. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see what this says. Proclamation. I don't see it.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't see it. I'm looking.
I'm just looking at you.
I'm looking. Thank you for looking at me. Here we go.
But you know what?
Here we go. Okay. The state of Minnesota.
Go ahead.
Located on the ancestral and contemporary lands that have been called home by indigenous people since time immemorial. And this is whereas there's a rich Native American history going back 10,000 years that includes the Dakota, Ojibwe, Ho-Chunk, Hidatsa, Araka, Cree, Blackfoot, Assiniboine, and the Saxon Fox tribes. And today, Minnesota's home to the governments of 11 sovereign tribal nations, 4 Dakota and 7 Ojibwe, as well as a resilient, robust urban Native American community here in the Twin Cities in Bemidji and Duluth, made up of citizens and descendants of tribal nations across the country. And whereas Minnesota is derived from the Dakota phrase Minnesota Wacoche, which translates to land where the water reflects the clouds, and whereas indigenous peoples have made immeasurable contributions to the history, culture, and economy of Minnesota, including traditional knowledge, labor, technology, science, philosophy, industry, and arts, and whereas through advocacy and education, the state of Minnesota officially recognizes the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day to promote appreciation, recognition, solidarity, reconciliation, understanding, friendship, and continued partnerships amongst all people and the Indigenous people of this land. Now, therefore, Tim Walz, Governor of Minnesota, hereby proclaimed Monday, October 13, 2025, as Indigenous Peoples Day. Ooh, good work, Tim. Wow. Good work, Governor Wall. Signed also by Steve Simon. Shout out to Secretary of State Simon.
Oh,
he's on here. And then there's the seal.
Good dude, too.
Uh-huh, with a loon.
You know that I was going to share Zach McLarnon.
Okay.
From Dark Winds.
All right.
Is that the show, Dark Winds?
Uh-huh. That's the Navajo PD show.
Do you know the main actor?
Okay. The little guy?
Zach. He reminds me of my dad a lot.
Yeah.
He was on Sesame Street.
What?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Was he today?
He was a happy bomb. Yeah, I just saw the post.
He's also on Reservation Dogs.
He's in everything. He's the Niji of the year.
Yes. Cool dude. I've seen him in a lot of different movies.
I can't wait to watch it, but I'm looking for happy, because you know we're people of humor.
Yes,
that's kept us going forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we laugh not only at ourselves,
humor
but
is healing.
It is, mm-hmm. It is, and I just wanted to keep things that way. So,
yeah. A lot of good things to talk about, a lot of good things to appreciate on this Indigenous Peoples Day here in Minnesota, here in the Twin Cities. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy this evening.
Miigwech?
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm preparing for our outro. What do you mean, what am I doing?
We were just looking at me.
Well, we're going to get up out of here again. Thank you for tuning in to
you
Beats,
just told me to be quiet.
Rhymes, and Democracy. We'll be back next week, y'all. We're going to take it out with a couple more tracks. We out. One love.
I'm innocent, I'm putting pressure on the precedents. I got chiefs, I don't really mess with presidents. Listen to my visions, mind to the grind. You can find me in my element. I'm in the wigwam, praying for the residents. On the reservation, trying to make the best of it. I'm pushing through all the pain and the restlessness. business. I got Niji's that'll pack a heat invest in it. Grab the microphone and give the people testaments. Put tobacco down and tell creative messages. I'm climbing up the hill and busting through the deficit. Sacred medicine, so my spirit never sick. Stop the hating, G, come embellish it. I tell the truth, so it's coming off effortless. All these MCs, they don't wanna F with this. I'm like quicksand, you don't wanna step to this. Cause I'm pure in my soul, I got beef and peace, never fear for the foes. I'm always growing like my ears and my nose. My wisdom and belief in my spirit and flows. Bending corners in a Cadillac slow-mo. Never whistle at night, that's a no-no. I'm like a sensei, kicking it in dojos. I got vision like a chief and a GoPro. No trap or boom bap, I'm hip-hop in the blues. I ain't a sultan or a king, but I'm dropping the jewels. Happy New Year, start popping your tools. No political parties, I'm never watching the news.
You're listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those